Hi, and welcome to the Shoot From The Heart podcast with me, Diane Bell. If you want to write a script, make a movie, or quite simply live an abundant and creatively fulfilled life, you are in the right place. Each week, I'll share with you tips, techniques, and real-world information that will inspire and empower you on your path. Thank you so much for joining me. I am rooting for you all the way. Let's do this. Hello, gorgeous screenwriters and filmmakers, and welcome to this episode of the Shoot From The Heart podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about some common problems that I see in a lot of scripts. And obviously, I do read a lot of scripts. I do offer one-to-one consultations, not very many because I just don't have the time or the bandwidth for it. I'm the kind of person, when I read a script, I can't read it really fast. I take my time and I really get into it. So I couldn't read hundreds of scripts every month, but I still read a lot. I probably read at least one a week. And obviously a lot of the scripts that I'm reading are by newer screenwriters, people who have either just written one or two, but they're usually at the beginning of their careers. I have obviously previously read a lot of screenplays, you know, of movies that have been made and so forth, and a lot of screenplays in general. But right now I read a lot of people who are starting out in their screenwriting journey, and I see certain mistakes on repeat. I mean, these mistakes just come up again and again and again. And I want to share them with you today in this podcast, just in case you're making them yourself. And honestly, when you hear these and you get to know these, it can really help you to just identify what is holding your screenplay back. And obviously one of the biggest struggles any of us have as writers is seeing our weak spots. We read our scripts and we can't see what the problems are. We think it's all wonderful, or we don't think it's wonderful, whatever, but it's very hard for us to identify what the problems are. Our ability to identify those problems, though, and to work on them is really the key to our success, because, hey, you know, we're learning a craft here and we've always got room for improvement. We've always got new things to learn. So today, as I say, I just want to cover four common mistakes. Now, I did recently post these in my Instagram account. If you don't follow me on Instagram, get in there. It's at shootfromtheheart1. And it was an incredibly popular post. And that's what made me think I should go into this a little bit deeper. So let's dive into these. The first problem that I often see is what I call repeat beats. Repeat beats. It's a repeat beat. Repeat beats drag the story down. They make it uninteresting. They're just unnecessary. Now you might be like, Diane, what is a beat? So there's a couple of different kinds of beats in story, in screenwriting, which makes it a little confusing. There's beat when we mean a pause. So sometimes that's used in a dialogue if someone's speaking, and then there's like beat. By the way, if you use them sparingly. That's another common mistake when someone has discovered that they can put beat to mean pause and they just have beats all over the place. And it's like, for heaven's sakes, you don't actually get to choose where the actors will pause. They will choose it themselves with the director. So stop putting those beats in. But that's not the kind of beat I'm talking about. The kind of beat that I'm talking about is a story beat. And a story beat is really a moment in your story. Your scenes are made up of beats. There's just different beats. Like, for instance, a scene where somebody is sitting at their desk and somebody else walks into their office, walks over to the desk, and then has an argument with them. You know, there's the beat where they walk into the room. There's the beat where they pause to stroke the cat. There's the beat where they now stand in front of the desk and start shouting at them. Okay, so there's like different beats within a scene. And I say a beat, you can think of it as just being like a moment in the story. Now, the issue here is that what I see often with a lot of screenplays is people having repeat beats. And I think it's sometimes because we don't trust that the information is clear enough, so we feel we have to put it in again and put it in again. So for instance, we might really want to show that our character is awkward with members of the opposite sex. So we have a scene right at the beginning where we see him being approached by a woman and he's very awkward. And then we have another one when he's at the supermarket and we see him being awkward. And then we have another one when he gets home and a woman knocks at his door and he's very awkward. And we have actually three beats that are essentially revealing the same thing. Our character is very awkward with the opposite sex. But the truth is, audiences are smart. And so are readers. And really, they will have understood and they'll have got it from that one first beat. They didn't need three. They did not need three beats. They only needed the first one, okay? So
If you are repeating the beat, it's going to get boring. And honestly, I see this just all the time, and we're all guilty of it, by the way. My scripts are always full of repeat beats, and it often takes somebody else to point some of them out to me to say, hey, did you notice you had this happening here, but actually it feels like it's already kind of happened here. You also don't want pieces of story to sort of like circle back and repeat themselves. We always want a feeling of your script moving forward, it always escalating. So if there's a sense of, oh, the person has an accident here on page 10 and then they have another accident on page 20, it's sort of like, ho-hum, we've already seen them have an accident. This is also a thing with actually people shouting at each other or arguing. Be very careful, because once you escalate to an argument, to shouting, there's not much further you can go. And so if we have that on repeat again, it gets repetitive. So watch out for those repeat beats. You don't need something happening more than once. Can I just add to this? Sometimes too, people do this thing where the characters tell us what's going to happen, and then we watch them do what the thing they were telling us is going to happen. Or in reverse, we see it happening, and then we hear them talking about it happening. Also, people introducing each other. The audience already know who they are. Really watch out for these things, because it's all boring. It's boring to read. It's boring for the audience. It's just boring. And it's okay if it's in your first draft. We often have these things in our first draft. The characters are like, hey, I wonder, would you like to come out to me? We could go to the movies, and afterwards we could do this, and then we could do this, and we could do that. And now we have to watch them do all the things. It's like, yawn. Just notice it. We don't need to repeat information more than once. Now, the second common problem that I see is that it's just too easy. I've heard it said that to be a good screenwriter, you have to be a bit of a sadist. I think it's true. And I honestly think this has been something that's hampered my own screenwriting. So, full honesty, I'm not a person who likes conflict. In fact, in my real life, I am very conflict averse, also not always healthy, but I do a lot to avoid conflict. I just don't like conflict. And so, when I started to write screenplays, this was a real problem for me, because I love my characters. Who here doesn't love their characters? I love my characters and I want to protect them. And when things start getting too icky, I'm like, let's just back out of that scene, nice and politely. And my own instincts are always to protect the characters and to help them out and to make it a little bit easier and to throw them a rope so they can climb out of the hole. But the truth is... But the truth is, good screenwriting is when we go there, when we make it harder and harder and harder for them. The harder you make it for your character, the more satisfying the movie is. Think about movies you love. Think about how hard it actually gets for those characters. And I'm telling you, it gets hard, right? So be careful, because what I see often, and I totally understand it, and listen, if you're doing this for your characters, I get it. But I just see you making it too easy for your characters so much of the time. It's like they just have get out clauses all the way through, and nice coincidences happen, things happen. So it's just always fairly easy for them. Please watch out for this. Make it harder for them. Be cruel to them. Make them suffer. Push that pram over the cliff. And that's a quote actually from Danny Boyle, the director of Trainspotting. He said, you know, good movies, in a good movie, you push the pram, i.e. the baby stroller, over the cliff. Like, don't just walk up to the edge of the cliff and then politely walk away from it. Push it over. And it starts with us as writers, because too often we're like, oh no, that's just too much. Oh no, I can't go there. Oh no, I don't want to do that to them. That's just cruel. Go there. Honestly, your script will be better for it. And as I say, I speak from experiences. When I look back at my films and think about what I would change about them now, it's usually I would take them further. It's like, oh, why did I hold back there? Why did I back away? We were so close to something very big there, and then you backed away, and it was because you were afraid. It's because you didn't want them to suffer in that way. Let your characters suffer. Honestly, that's why we watch movies, to see people suffer and actually somehow get out of it. But the more that they suffer, the more that we enjoy them getting out of it. So stop making it so easy for your characters. Number three, no escalation. movie structure is basically this. Billy Wilder actually said this. Act one, we meet the character and we put him up the tree. Act two, we throw stones at the character up the tree. Act three, we get them down out of the tree. So let's talk about this stage of throwing stones at them. It has to escalate. It really has to have a sense of getting worse, getting more extreme, taking us further. Otherwise, it's really not interesting. Far too many scripts are just kind of episodic. It's like, and then this happened, and then that happened, and then this happened, and oh my gosh, then that happened. And they're all kind of nice, interesting things in and of themselves, but there's not this sense of it escalating, of it getting worse, of it getting harder, of it getting more unlikely that the hero or heroine is going to succeed. And so really, you've got to have a look at that and make sure that things are escalating, that there's a natural progression, not sort of a flat just jumping around different things that happen, but really a sense of mounting, like it's getting less and less likely that the character is going to get what they want, or they're going to break through in the way that they want to, or whatever it is that they're trying to do. Okay, so number four that I have here is lack of style. I'm just going to say it. This one's brutal, I know, because everyone wants to think that their script is well written and stylish. The thing is, it can be very well written and still lack the style that just makes it fun to read. And I think all the best scripts that I've ever read, something that really makes them stand out is they are fun to read. They are not boring. They are easy to read, definitely. But more than easy to read, it's not just that it's easy to read, but that it's also actually enjoyable to read. Like, I don't want to put it down, I'm having so much fun. If you've read many scripts, please think of scripts that you've read that are like this. Something that might pop into your mind if you've ever read a script by Quentin Tarantino, no matter what you think of his movies, the scripts just pop off the page. They're so fun to read. And I'm not saying all scripts should be like Tarantino scripts at all, but let's all just take a leaf out of his book and make the script as much a delight to read as the movie will be to watch. And that's that thing that your script should convey the feeling, the mood, the tone of the film. I mean, if it's a funny movie, I should be laughing while I'm reading the script. If it's a scary movie, I should be actually nervous while I'm reading the script. If I'm not feeling something as I'm reading the script, there's something missing. Now, I often say this about screenplays. I don't believe a screenplay is just there to tell a story. It's there to sell the story. And selling the story is quite a different thing from telling the story. And selling the story is all about style. So what do I mean by style? Style is really how you say the thing as opposed to what you are saying. So it's what words you choose. It's how much white space there is on the page. It's whether you use bold or italics, whether you use dot, 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 I think those are called ellipses, or hyphens at the end of your sentence rather than a period. It's all those things. It's the rhythm of it. It's the how dense it is. It's like how fast it moves. It's all those things. It's the freaking style. And it really, really matters. Too many screenwriters are just plodding along. They're telling you what's happening. The story is there. It's nice. It's good. It's passable. But it's not exciting. It's not lighting me up. It's not vividly painting pictures that I cannot forget. It's not bringing it to life. And all of that happens through the style. So mastering style is really something that will take your work to a whole new level. My personal own experience and the way that I learned so much about style in screenwriting was through working with John McTiernan, the director of Die Hard, Predator, Hunt for Red October, all these amazing movies. And I rewrote a script for him and then wrote an original script with him. And when I was rewriting the script with him, it was just fascinating to me because we would take this script that he was going to make this movie, he was going to direct it. We were rewriting it so he would direct it. But we would take a page of it and it was well written. Obviously, it sold and he was going to direct it. But it was quite dense and sort of dull in a certain sense to read. And I just watched how he would take one of those scenes, and particularly the action scenes, where everything was described and it was adequately described and it was well described as a professional level script. But John McTiernan would take it and he would just turn it into something that just popped off the page where you could see it. And I would notice that what he was doing, in a way, was creating like a shot list on the page. Like every new line was a new shot. And this is that thing about screenwriting style and really mastering it. We want to bring it to life on a whole new level on the page. In your first draft, you might just describe what is happening. Joe opens the door, he stops, he notices across the room there is, and it's like, blah, 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 he does this, he does that, blah, 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 you know? It's all fine, right? It's not that it's bad, but it's kind of boring. And it's like, how do I make this alive? Like, how do I make the reader feel what the viewer is going to feel when they watch this? Because what is really going on here? And it's really just taking the time to make every single line in your script sizzle, right? Just sprinkling that pixie dust over every single line. How do I make this line better? How do I make it pop? How do I make this moment pop? Is it really clear on the page what is going on here? And actually connected to this is often the question of inner life. I can add another thing, another problem that I see on repeat. Everyone seems to have ingested the advice in screenwriting that we should only write in the screenplay what we can actually see on the screen. So we write about characters and we'll say, she wrestles him to the ground, she does this, she does that, she runs over to the window, she jumps out the window, or whatever's going on. And you are very adequately telling us what is happening on the screen, but what you are not telling me is how the character is feeling about it, what's going on in their internal being. And very often when I'm reading scripts these days, I often have this sense, I'm like, I don't know how the person is feeling about this. I have no sense of how the character, I know what's happening on the outside, but I don't know what's happening on the inside. So this is also, it's connected to style because it's about, you know, how we slow things down and really allow the character's inner journey to be present on the page as well as what is happening. These are things that they take work. And this is that thing about being a screenwriter. It is a craft. It takes time to master it. It's not something that we do overnight. It's not something that like you just write a screenplay and it's immediately a work of genius. We all seem to think that that's a possibility. And it's a nice thing to enter into it with that mindset. But the truth is just like any craft, you've got to work at it. And looking at your screenplay and seeing what is dragging it down, what's making it less exciting than it could be, what's making it less impactful than it could be. These are important questions to ask. All of this, by the way, is addressed in my course, Revise Your Screenplay. Yes, I have an incredible course called Write Your Screenplay in 8 weeks, and that will get you to write your first draft, and it's a beautiful course. But in Write Your Screenplay in 8 weeks, we don't necessarily go too deep into some of these things because first draft writing is just truly about getting it on the page. It's important that you have a sense of screenwriting structure. It's important that you have a sense of these things that I'm talking about style, absolutely, and about escalation and all these things. But to be honest, a lot of this work comes in revising. And Revise Your Screenplay is a course that I created that really guides you through that process in real time. And what I mean by that is Revise Your Screenplay is designed to be done over 4 weeks. So you start in week one and you would take a week. Like at the end of lesson one, it will give you a bunch of instructions. Here's your homework. Here's what you do this week with your script. And then each week you do what it says. And by the end of 4 weeks, you will have completely revised your screenplay and brought it to a whole new level. So if you would like to get into Revise Your Screenplay, the way to do it is to join the network. The network is my membership for screenwriters and filmmakers who are serious about succeeding. And I can't believe it. We're celebrating the second birthday of the network right now. I can't believe it. 2 years since we opened the doors of the network. And it's just amazing to see so many people in that time have done such amazing things. For instance, one of our screenwriters and filmmakers now, she has gone from, she had just finished her screenplay when we started the network. She wrote it in my course, Write Your Screenplay in 8 weeks. And since then, she has done all the work to go out there and raise the money and make it happen. And she's directed her first feature. She's now in post-production on it. I am so freaking excited for her and so proud of her and just excited. It's just amazing to see that happening. Another one of our members has recently optioned her screenplay for a pilot So great. And there's just so many wonderful people in the network. And honestly, one of the cool things about it, obviously, you get coaching from me. We do 4 Zooms every month so you can ask questions and get support. And they're just fabulous. But also you get the community, you get to connect with other people. And beyond that, you get the courses. So when you sign up, you get immediate access to, I think it's now 8 different courses, which is a lot. And when you are in there, you can choose which course is right for you at this stage of your journey. You can join, and then if you don't love it, you can leave. So you could join and just do one course and then leave if you feel like that's enough for you right now. So Revise Your Screenplay, as I say, is in there, and you can join it and dive in. And if you have enjoyed this session and enjoyed what I'm sharing with you today, I know you will love Revise Your Screenplay, because that's where you get guided through this step by step. And we go so much deeper into all the nuances and all the things that will help you take your script that I'm sure is already good and make it absolutely great, because that's what we want to do. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I'm so excited to be back recording this podcast. I love you so much. And please, if you have enjoyed this, could you do me a great favor and just take a snapshot of it, take a screenshot of it, and share it on Instagram, and just what your biggest takeaways were. I would love to hear that from you. All right, take care. Happy screenwriting and filmmaking, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. I know you can listen to so many different podcasts, so it really means the world to me that you chose to listen to this. If you've enjoyed this and you've had any value out of this podcast at all, can I ask a little favor? Could you please share it on social media, or go to wherever you're listening to it and leave a review so that other people can find it? I really, really appreciate it so much. I love you so much, and I can't wait to see you the next one. If you want to get in touch at any point, send me a message, support@dianebell.com, and also check out my website, dianebell.com, and see what I'm up to. Hopefully I'll see you in the social medias. Take care, and I'll see you next time.